Go to the next, item number three. Report and possible discussion on the report from the Bogdan Group Pension Advisor by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
And just as mentioned, as you go through this, I had Richard go through, and we have our standard 45 page detail report. I asked Richard to come back and give us a 10 page summary to help help members understand a little bit better the performance of the portfolio and try to convince that detailed report. But for Peter, who likes to read the report diligently.
Well, he can read it later.
He's still going to get it up.
Richard will walk through, and his report is as of December 31st, whereas Barry's was November 30th. So you'll see differences in the market values of the portfolio itself. So with that, I will turn it over to Richard.
God, I knew you'd be late.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to see you too.
With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Apologize for being late. Just glad to be here.
The summary report, which basically condensed it down into items that are of importance, I guess, in running the plan from the standpoint of where were we and how are we doing now, from the standpoint of funding, valuation, and return. On the first page, from the standpoint of the walk forward, beginning of the year, the plan had approximately $21.8 million in it. Contributions of $800,000, distributions of $1.7 million, pretty much in line with what you were saying there earlier. Fees and expenses of $200,000, income of $1.6 million, which is one of the things we're cognizant of trying to do, is if we can get income up really close to what you're having to distribute, it really helps us from having to sell assets when the plan is down. So if we can keep generating that income to be able to pay benefits, I think we're going to be better off, because of, especially with this market volatility the way it is. Asset appreciation, and it was a depreciation of $2.4 million, leaving a balance of $19.9 million as of the end of December. As you all know, the market last year was really kind of a roller coaster from the standpoint of the U.S. market. The S&P was slightly positive. The Russell 2000, or the small cap stocks, were down about 6+%. So there was a big difference whether you were in small or you were in large. International securities were negative. EFA was slightly negative at almost 1%, but emerging markets were down almost 15%. So the international market was a really drag on the overall portfolio for the full year. Moving on to page two of the summary, what are we trying to achieve here? We've got a couple of goals we're trying to achieve over time. One is net of fees. After we've paid all of the fees and expenses, we're seeking to exceed the actuarial required return of 6.5% for the five-year period.
The slide, for some reason, didn't pick up the right one. So in your handouts is the right information. We only have two goals that we have really that we're going for. I don't know how that got in there. So that's the slide is not correct there.
6.5 here is.
That is correct. So please look at your handouts for the information on that. Yep. Sorry.
Okay. The and goal number two, being the top 50% compared to other public pension plans for the five-year period. And that was not achieved. We were below average over that time frame. There are a couple of reasons for this. One, our active managers underperformed a little bit. But more than that, our energy infrastructure allocation had a tremendous amount of underperformance. It seems like when the commodity went down like 40% for the year, infrastructure went down the same way, which is very strange from the standpoint of you're still going to have to store it and ship it. And the toll road's not going to cease collecting tolls as that energy is moving through it. I think eventually that's going to come back, and it'll come back in a very big way. And when it does, we'll recover what those losses are. On the performance in general, for the quarter, we were at 2.1%, slightly below the benchmark of 2.8%. Year to date, which is full 1 year time frame, down 5% versus the benchmark, which was down 4%. 3 years, 4.7% versus the benchmark of 5.7%. In 5 years, 5.5% versus the benchmark of 6%. Since inception is the longest time frame we did have for the portfolio, getting information where we could from the prior consultant, 4.5% versus 5% for the benchmark. Active management over that time frame did not help us very much.
Who set the goals? Were these goals you all set as far as what you were trying to achieve?
We took those out of the investment policy.
And recently we increased it or set our goals to 6.5.
Might be worthy to say we lowered the anticipated return from 8.5 for 6. Peter was involved in that, so that was an important deal, trying to get more realistic with what our returns really were rather than living in la-la land.
In the pension funding world or whatever, you can pay me now or pay me later. The higher your expected return, the more you push off for somebody else to pay for it, number one. Number two, in a frozen plan like we have now, the amortization period shrinks. As that amortization period shrinks, if your expected return is too high, you're going to have some tremendous swings in what the actuary is going to tell you to be funded.
Did y'all see where Philadelphia is $35 billion?
Unfunded, unbilled?
Yep. I mean, it's incredible, and I think there's a lot of these municipalities are going to wake up and say, oops, what did we do? Because we've been putting it off, just like...
Well, it's going on their balance sheet now, so...
Yeah.
A lot more noticeable than it used to be.
That's very true.
That's the best way to say it, though. The best way to say it is pay me now or pay me later.
That's right. Absolutely. Eventually, you know, one of the things, I guess, in that putting it on the balance sheet and whatever is really kind of an artificial deal that the accountants set based on interest rates at the current time. It's not long-term earning rates or anything like that. So effectively, that liability is not tied to what you're really going to be paying in the plan anyway. It's really...
Well, yeah. It's always going to
change. What you're going to pay is the benefits.
Big guessing game.
Yes, it is.
Numbers crunching.
Yes, it is.
You said plan frozen. What?
No new entries.
No new entries.
It's frozen at the 351.
We have liabilities out of 2051. Something like that.
Yeah,
actuarial liabilities out that far because we got employees that will still start participating in the life expectancy and so forth.
And one of the good parts about it being a closed fund is it will get, when we get into that shorter end, it'll be a little more determinable.
Right.
That we could sell off the plan to an insurance company at some point. So to have them take it off and agree to pay those benefits.
Kind of a double-edged sword here. You wish for high interest rates to be able to sell, to get annuitize the plan, and high interest rates being high inflation, which goes against other things. So it's just really tough. From a standpoint of equity managers, they did not exceed their benchmarks for the quarter. The energy infrastructure MLPs were a drag on total return, and I mentioned that at the, earlier. And fixed income returns for 1, 3, and 5 years did exceed benchmark returns. We've had some very good returns out of the fixed income. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of additional return in fixed income at this particular point in time, and we'll discuss some ways of hopefully increasing that a little bit later here today. Asset allocation on page four. Don't go away, down one too many. We're slightly over target in large cap equity. Pretty much on in the small mid-cap area. International equity, pretty much on target. Fixed income, slightly below target. The MLPs, pretty much on target now. We were below and funded some of that in December. Real estate. REITs are above target because that was the one area where, for some reason, the market didn't have a lot of volatility, and this area did hold up very well during the full year. So as the rest of the portfolio sold off, the high, this one came a higher allocation in the whole area. Cash equivalents, pretty much on target.
Richard?
Yes.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank David. He
okay.
Said
I've been wanting to see this for months.
All right. I hope this is better for you guys.
No,
it's just a summary rather than the detail. Okay, good.
That tells us really what tells the new member, especially what our allocation should be, which before was out there, but it was very difficult to find. And this is really good. I appreciate it.
Which MLP was it that I voted no against last meeting?
Didn't I vote no against one?
The last one?
Did you vote no against rebalancing?
No, doubling down. We doubled down on one.
Well, we have two of them, and they were we just basically funded both of them in equal amounts.
Okay, so we already have two.
We were half and half?
Okay.
One is equal weighted, and so we...
Okay. I was just curious.
Energy.
The record shows I thought it was no. I know it will get better, and I understand it will get better. This may be a while now.
It may be, yes. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, we're collecting like 7% income off of it.
Yes. Are they still paying that... Richard?
Oh, yes.
They have.
Yeah, actually,
over the last year,
the distribution rates have gone up.
A bunch of MLPs have backed off on what they're paying.
Some of them have.
Kinder.
Well, Kinder took their MLP off the market, basically, put it in the corporate structure, and are using the distribution increase to reduce their debt burden.
They cut their dividend to create the cash.
Yeah, that's right. And rather than pay debt, they just cut the dividend and use that. The retirement fund, actually, this is what we went over a little bit earlier about the overall performance. From the standpoint of the total funds, from the standpoint of equity, the equity managers over the last year did underperform. We had a period of a couple of years ago where they were doing better than the market, but over the last 2 years, both managers have performed below the market, which pulled down their longer-term returns also. Total domestic equity out over the five-year time frame, 8.7% versus the median return of the equity managers of 10.7, so basically 2% below median. Total international equity, 2.4% versus the median return of 2.4%. And that was above the MSCI Equi XUS for that full time frame, 5 year time frame. Fixed income, 3.5% versus a 3% benchmark. And the low duration, if you will, managers averaging about 2.9%. MLPs down almost 6% for the full 3 year time frame, for 1 year down 35.2%, right in line with the energy MLP mutual funds. Slightly below the Alerian MLP index. Real estate, this one I said earlier, held up fairly well for the year. Year to date, or for the 1 year, up 5%, which was significantly over the equity markets in general, and over a 3 year time frame that we've been in, REITs up 12% versus 11.8 for the index. And 10.4 for the median in real estate. So real estate has done well for us, yes.
You have a line item, private equity, which shows targeted 5%, currently zero.
Right.
What that, was that before?
That was, that's we have not made our first investment into private equity yet.
What would be an example of what you would think about on that?
Well, actually, I'm going to leave something with you for 3 months to look through at the end of the meeting. But what we would be primarily looking at, just to give you a an indication, would be a manager that has kind of a fund of funds. That is, we're not going to be tied to one particular private equity fund, but a portfolio of private equity funds, which underlying them would have a portfolio of investments in private companies. So you'd have, maybe you could have 20 different private equity funds, each of which has maybe 20 different private investments under them. So you're looking at 300 or 400 different firms that you'd be invested in for diversification purposes.
Or also, Richard's brought several that we've declined for whatever reason. So. In fairness to him, he's tried to convince us, but we haven't been a buyer yet.
Well, I'm bringing one back that may, and I've got my fingers crossed, may still be open when we have our May meeting. But they've got a built-up gain in that particular portfolio right now that would pretty much eliminate the J-curve. Page six, we have the a breakdown. David said, "Hey, I'd really like to see the fees that we're paying in dollars, and you know, as a percentage of the overall portfolio." And currently, the fee structure with the managers is on page six. We have, for the total fund, about 86 basis points of management fees being paid. And that's about $171,000 a year.
Any
I consider that as part of the cost of the plan. So if we can find investments that are very close to return with lower fees, my goal would be to try to purchase those if we go forward and save some money on that.
Yeah, most all of the returns that we've been talking about before, there is a line that says gross returns, a line that says net returns. Most all of your managers are on a net basis anyway, so that gross net is very little bit of a difference. But here you get to see what the underlying dollar cost is. As a, in the mutual funds, the fees are taken out of the fund, you never see it.
Is this report kind of what you'd like to see each time? Berkshire's
argument for an index fund? This fee, this fee expense being 86 basis points.
Right. That's
Warren's.
Yeah. Well, the key is
angst against money managers.
Well, there, you know, the all managers, all styles, everything rolls in and out of favor. The real,
sure.
I think the real target or strategy we're trying to achieve is that over time, that if, you know, if we're paying more, we're actually getting more. And it won't happen at any particular point in time. You can't, I mean, it's just the way the markets work. In general, active management tends to outperform during down periods and underperform during up periods because the capitalization weighted index is just take off.
And once again, so this is just the summary of the big one, right?
Usually we presented the full report, and I asked Richard to come up with a summary.
We don't get lost in
the plan. And
thank you.
So,
thank you.
Is that it?
That was it.
Okay.